나저이단나서머니사나야야저이자거라나시바사지저박사비
The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on November 28, 1980. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 9, Text 23.
The penance by which one can see the personality of Godhead eye to eye is to be understood as devotional service to the Lord and nothing else. Because only by discharging devotional service in transcendental love can one approach the Lord. Such penance is the internal potency of the Lord and is none different from Him. Such acts of internal potency are exhibited by non-attachment for material enjoyment. The living entities are encaged in the conditions of material bondage because of their propensity for overlordship. But by engagement in the devotional service of the Lord, one becomes detached from such enjoying spirit. The devotees automatically become detached from worldly enjoyment, and this detachment is the result of perfect knowledge. Therefore, the penance of devotional service includes knowledge and detachment, and that is the manifestation of the transcendental potency. One cannot enjoy material illusory prosperity if he desires to return home back to Godhead. One who has no information of the transcendental bliss in the association of the Lord foolishly desires to enjoy this temporary material happiness. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said that if someone sincerely wants to see the Lord and at the same time wants to enjoy this material world, he is considered to be a fool only. One who wants to remain here in this material world for material enjoyment has no business entering into the eternal kingdom of God. Such a foolish devotee is favored by the Lord by his snatching all that he may possess in the material world. If such a foolish devotee of the Lord again tries to recoup his position, then the merciful Lord again snatches away all that he may have possessed. By such repeated failures in material prosperity, he becomes very unpopular with his family members and friends. In the material world, the family members and the friends honor persons who may be very successful in accumulating wealth by any means. The foolish devotee of the Lord is thus put into forcible penance by the grace of the Lord, and at the end the devotee becomes perfectly happy being engaged in the service of the Lord. Therefore, penance in devotional service of the Lord, either by voluntary submission or being forced by the Lord, is necessary for attaining perfection, and thus such penance is the internal potency of the Lord. One cannot, however, be engaged in the penance of devotional service without being completely free from all sins. As is stated in Bhagavad Gita, only a person who is completely free from all reactions of sins can engage himself in the worship of the Lord. Brahmaji was sinless, and therefore he faithfully discharged the advice of the Lord. Tapa, tapa. And the Lord, being satisfied with him, awarded him the desired result. Therefore, love and penance combined can only please the Lord, and thus one is able to attain his complete mercy. He directs the sinless, and the sinless devotee attains the highest perfection of life. Thus end the purport of text 23 by Srila Prabhupada. O Brahma, the sinless, you may know from me that it was I who ordered you to undergo penance at first on your being perplexed in your duty. Because such penance is my heart and soul, and because of that penance and I are not different. Continuation of the discourses between Lord Vishnu and Lord Brahma, that here we understand that penance in the devotional service of the Lord, penance for attaining the Lord is not different from the Lord. Devotional service is perfect because the means is the same as the end. The means is devotional service, and the end is more devotional service. A devotee performs service to Krishna. What is the goal? What is his desire? That he can get the opportunity to perform more service to Lord Krishna. So the means and the end is the same. Similarly, the penance of devotional service is also not different from the Lord. That means that the penance of performing devotional service to obtain the Lord and the Lord is not different. When one is perfectly fixed in devotional service, it is to be understood that he has already achieved Krishna. That Krishna has fixed himself up in the heart of that devotee, and the devotee is already under his shelter. Sometimes people may think that we should perform devotional service at the same time enjoy material life. In English there's a common saying that you want your cake and you want to eat it too. That they want to have the shelter and the prestige and the satisfaction of being a devotee at the same time they want to enjoy material sense gratification. You see. But here this is very firmly established. It is not possible. To whatever extent one is still hankering or clinging to material objects as a goal of success or as an object of satisfaction, to that extent one is excluded from devotional service. The sign of pure devotional service is the complete absence of material sense gratificatory desires or activities. Just like you put on a scale, depending on how much weight is put on either side of the scale, the one side will go up or the other side will go down. So our consciousness is 100%. So depending on how much we fill it with Krishna, that's how much empties out from Maya. So therefore, it's very easy to see how much a person is fixed in devotional service by how much a person is fixed in Maya. This way we can judge ourselves, how we are detached from material desire, from material sense gratification. The more that we are feeling detached, that is success. The more that we are still feeling attached, that means we have to become more determined to fix ourselves in devotional service. We don't have to negatively try to avoid, you see, material things in a unnatural sense. Actually, by positively engaging all our senses in Krishna consciousness, that is automatically performed. Of course, there are some principal things which we must avoid, namely meat eating, illicit sex, gambling, and intoxication. These things we should avoid very strictly. But practically, if someone is performing the positive parts of devotional service automatically, you see, there will be no time or inclination for these activities. We only take Krishna prasadam. We don't take anything that's not offered to Krishna. So how can you offer any intoxication to Krishna? He will not accept. It is not an authorized offering. In this way, by positively performing devotional service, even then, it's very difficult to break the regulative principles. Only this can happen when one keeps bad association and when one loses sight, what is the goal? You see. Therefore, we should take a special instruction from this shloka. that devotional service and material enjoyment do not go together. We have to fix our mind on one or the other. That there is a penance that we must perform. That penance means that we have to avoid material enjoyment. However nice it may appear at the moment, we understand that this is bish, this is poison. Jane sunaya bhishe kainu. Knowingly, we are taken poison. This was the prayer of our previous acharyas. Knowingly, I have taken poison. What is that poison? That is the material enjoyment. So the penance of devotional service is there. That means that we can only feast on Krishna prasadam, we can only chant Hare Krishna, only dance for Krishna, only serve Krishna. That is the penance. We have to follow the instruction of our spiritual master. If our spiritual master tells us something which we think is very nice, that's all right. We still have to follow. If we think it's not very nice, then we have to follow. You see, that is the penance. Maybe that our spiritual master instructs us to go someplace which we think is difficult to remain at. But if whimsically we go somewhere else that we think is more suitable, then that will not be beneficial for our spiritual advancement. Wherever the spiritual master directs us to go, that is our residence. That is our home. Guru Datta Desh. And wherever we go because of our own concoction, you see, that is dangerous. That is sense gratification. So devotional service means that we avoid sense gratification. Rupa Sanatan Goswami, they wrote one prayer that don't look, Rupa Goswami, don't look at Govinda, the nectar of devotion you'll find. Because Govinda is standing by the side of the Jamuna River with his smiling face and his headdress decorated, his head, beautiful face, moon-like face decorated with a turban, multicolored turban and the peacock feather and the sweet sound of the flute being blown by his nectar-like lips. But don't look at this Govinda. If you want to maintain your relationship with friend, family, and society. Because he will steal away your heart. So of course, Rupa Goswami was giving an instruction in reverse. That if you want to fix yourself in Krishna consciousness, that means you must give up friend, family, and society attachment. And you should know that by rendering devotional service, that these things are all going to disappear. The two do not go together. Either you are Krishna conscious or you are Maya conscious. Maya means friends, family, society, means gossiping. Even in our society of devotees, we should be careful not to simply relate with each other on a material friendship. What is material friendship? I please your senses, you please mine. That is material friendship. That means we rub each other on the back or we give each other some material sense gratification. You see, sit down, shoot the bull, gossip for a while, encourage the other person in Maya. No, that is not real friend. That is material friend. Real friendship on a spiritual platform means that we discuss Krishna. We discuss how to improve our service to Krishna. When the other person starts to discuss Maya, we say we don't want to hear Maya. We want to discuss Krishna. Or by some means or other, we bring it around again, the conversation to Krishna. That is the system. You see, of actual friendship. actual friendship means friendship to Krishna. Material friendship, society, family, they're simply based upon the mutual cooperation of sense gratification. Big philanthropist, servant of mankind, slaughter all the cows and all the chickens so that mankind can be fed nicely. What is the result? The whole mankind is thrown into hell, war, pestilence, earthquake, because of the, you see, eating of so many living entities, murdered bodies. Therefore, they have to accept so many reactions. So all the so-called society, friendship, and family attachments are all illusion, because they're all temporary and based upon artificial standards. So when one fixes his mind in Krishna consciousness, then he shouldn't be in the illusion that this friendship, family, and society has any value to him. You see, there may be some social interchange, there may be some social custom, we may be friendly to people on that basis. But actually in our heart we are not bewildered, we don't get into it with that taste anymore. We understand that these things are actually the manifestations of Maya, illusion. That by becoming Krishna conscious, we are actually entering into our real friendship, our real society, our real family, the family of devotees, the society of devotees, the friendship of Krishna and his devotees. You see, that is an eternal society, not this temporary society. We see that there's also society of the monkeys. Here near Pashupatinath temple, we see so many monkeys. They have big family, big bull monkeys. I don't know if you call them bull monkeys or what you call them. But, and so many female monkeys and baby monkeys going around. So they have a nice society. But their society is based on mutual. If you go and attack one monkey, all the monkeys will come and gang up on you. You see. They have mutual cooperation. It's a natural thing. So this idea that everything for humankind, why not everything for monkey kind? Monkeys have the same idea. If one monkey gets some food, then he will, you see, call all the others who all come and take. You see, everyone, all the food for the monkeys. You see. Of course, first he'll take his full, then he'll call everyone else. So, big philanthropist, you see, the same thing. Whether monkey consciousness or bird consciousness or human consciousness, it's all based on temporary, artificial understanding. You see. So, what is Krishna consciousness? That means we're seeing everything in relation to Krishna. We're seeing everything in relation to Krishna, and we're doing what Krishna wants. That benefits not only humans, but monkeys, birds, plants, everyone. Because Krishna is everyone's friend, he's the source of everything. It's Sada Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. The cause of all causes. You see. Therefore, by satisfying Krishna, everyone is satisfied. You know the story how Drupadi, she gave Krishna one morsel of vegetable from her pot, and by Krishna taking all the disciples and Durvasa Muni were fully filled up. They could no longer think about eating, so they went away. And this way the Pandavas were saved. So Krishna, if we satisfy Krishna, everyone is satisfied. But all this idea of monkey service or human service, without trying to satisfy Krishna, that will never satisfy. That will never satisfy. Especially the more the people become less God conscious, the more ungrateful they become. At least that person is, society is God conscious, should give some prasad, to give something out. People, they feel, oh, very satisfied over a small thing, you see. But you see that in big countries without God consciousness, even the government gives out pay dole, relief, social security, so whatever, doesn't matter. You see, they still dissatisfied, still frustrated, because they have artificial perception, artificial standards. So, as a result, mankind is becoming lower than animal kind. hypocrisy. They're just becoming more and more absorbed in kam, krodh, lobh, mada, matsarja, moha. Lust, anger, greed, envy, intoxication, and illusion. This is the difficulty with the present day. People, as they become more intoxicated and illusion, they become more bewildered. In this way, a vicious circle is taking the people faster and faster to a degraded position. So the only solution to stop all this, kalo dosha nidhi rajan hasti yaka mahanguna, the only one, you see, thing in this ocean of faults that was revealed by Sukadeva is Krishna. You see, hasti yaka mahanguna kirtanareva Krishna sya mukta sangha parang vajet Krishna sankirtana. People begin to chant Harinam Sankirtan, take Krishna prasadam. Then they get freed from all these contamination of the modes of nature, and they go return back to the original spiritual abode of the Lord, back to the original spiritual consciousness. So the people of India and Nepal, of course, are very clever, and they know that Krishna means that no Maya. They know that if you perform Krishna consciousness, that means giving up family attachment. They know these things. They've seen all the great devotees of Ramchandra, Krishna. They give up everything. And so they're already thinking that, well, therefore we don't want to get too much into that because we'll have to give up everything possibly. They don't think that why people are giving up, that maybe they got something better. They're thinking that I got something already I'm attached to, I like it. I've already got my lot here. Even if I just chant, you know, and I get attached, then what will be my present situation will be very disturbed. They don't think. They have no intelligence. It's stolen by Maya, like ghostly haunted person. That maybe I chant, I'll taste something more relishable. I'll experience something nicer. No, they're already thinking that, no, I know about Dharma. I know about this bhakti. You get into bhakti, you become completely mad after Krishna, and all your material thing goes haywire. So I don't want to get into this. I know what it's all about. You see, this is their distorted, perverted intelligence. Completely stolen by Maya. They don't think that why all these people are chanting, why they chant, why they get mad after Krishna. You see, not because they go crazy. Because they get real intelligence and they get a real taste. What is the nectar of life? You see. In this way they're bewildered. You see. So what is needed is they need association with pure devotees. That is the only thing that's lacking. If they get association with pure devotees of Krishna, that will change their heart. You see. You see. They've heard Hare Krishna chanted by so many impure devotees. And that has not changed their heart. Now we need pure devotees. Pure devotees who follow the Guru Parampara, no illicit sex, no gambling, no meeting, no intoxication, chanting their rounds prescribed number of times every day, those are pure devotees. You see, they are chanting to satisfy Krishna. By doing that, under the instruction of the previous acharyas, their chanting will have effect. So this is what is required. We need that each devotee become very determined and very fixed up in Krishna consciousness. So that by their association, that will change the hearts of other people. You see. The people have to be won over by friendship, by nice reciprocation, and by gentle persuasion. By any means, they have to be somehow or another convinced to chant Hare Krishna. And each time and place, there's a different situation. So here the people already have an idea that, you know, if we chant Hare Krishna, we're going to give up all so many material attachments. They're not thinking that giving up, why I'll have to give up? You see, they don't fully use their brain. It doesn't, you know, quite make any sense, of course, you know. But that's because they don't have association devotees. They're just seeing externally, well, if I chant, just like my brother, he came and visited me about 10 years ago in the Montreal, about 13, 14 years ago. In the Montreal temple. And then I was giving him daily Krishna prasadam. So he was taking the Krishna prasad And he's about 6-7 years younger than I was. At that time, he was not only in high school or something. And he said that this prasad and this living in this place with you, that this something is affecting my mind. I mean, if I continue to eat this food, I will never be able to eat meat again. And I don't know how I'll be able to stay with my family. And I'm only a young boy. And I'm still in high school, so I better go immediately. Otherwise, if I stay any longer, then I'm going to become completely, I won't be able to go back home. I can already see some changes happening. You see, this is the position. That due to attachment, they're like ghostly haunted people. Their brain is, you see, stolen away. Like a person who's addicted by something. No, I better, you know. They don't see that the thing is killing them, you know. But they're only seeing that, oh, if I get association with Krishna, that is going to change me. In fact, I can already feel some change coming, so I better stay away. You see, so of course that's the time. Prabhupada said when someone comes up to the kirtan and you chant and they cover their ears, you pull away their hand and go, Hare Krishna, in their ear. You see, that's the time you have to give them more. You see, because they're only a little bit away, but by illusion somehow they're trying to avoid. So somehow or another, you see, when we get that stage, we have to keep them. Because then, you see, a little further, then they'll be completely attached to Krishna. But this is the situation, that the people of India and Nepal, see, they're already attached to Krishna. Why they keep away? That's due to also their very closeness to Krishna consciousness. They know, they feel just a little bit of association with Krishna, already it starts to change something in their heart. So they get afraid that if I go on chanting, if I go on associating, what's going to happen? Then my family, my business, they don't think, you know, let me go to the guru and discuss these things, because actually nothing needs to be disturbed. You see, but they get all upset. Because as soon as they get a little association with some devotee, that immediately their heart starts to feel something and they get all frightened that if I continue to associate, then somehow this is going to disturb my material situation. They don't think that, oh, that this is awakening a whole spiritual thing. This is due to the conditioning. So that's why, you see, what we see as a negative thing is actually the symptom of their proximity to Krishna consciousness. So somehow now they have to be, you see, by hook or by crook, we have to keep them to take a little prasad, to give a nice thing, so that they feel at ease. Oh, this is very nice. I can come. Then they'll, once they get over that obstacle, then they can make very quick advancement. So Western people, they chant Hare Krishna immediately, they don't understand, you know, what's going on. They don't know all these implications. Neither they know exactly what's happening. You see, a little bit slow in that way. And by the time that they get, you know, already a taste for devotional service, too late. It's too late. And also they don't have so many attachments. You know, family is not so... they have other kind of attachments, gross sense gratification, debauchery, intoxication, and all that. But like family attachments and attachment of the material society, nation, these things are not so deeply ingrained as one might think, because of so many disturbances in the family due to lack of any kind of discipline. Everything is so detestable. Family means always fighting and always this and that. So somehow or another, people have to be given that taste of a Krishna consciousness. That taste, if they get it, then everything changes. So this is our duty. We have to be pure. Then we can give people the taste. If we're not pure, we won't get the taste. If we are pure, we're getting the taste, we can give others the taste. You see, otherwise, you can have someone who's impure. He can know so much. He can preach and speak so many things, but no one will be convinced by that. It won't touch their heart. In order to preach Krishna consciousness, one must be pure. Then if one is pure, what is that? Purity doesn't mean so much purity. At least following the principles and trying to do what he's doing to serve Guru and Krishna. You see, then that will penetrate the heart, because Krishna, Dharma, will reside in the heart. the truth of what is being spoken will penetrate the covering of Kali Yuga. So that is the penance that one tolerates. You see, he tolerates the disturbances of the material energy and sticks to the devotional principles. That much penance is there. It's not very difficult. You see, it's not very difficult at all. But whatever difficulty is there, you see, that is the penance. Also, for some you may say it's not very easy. You see, it's not very easy if one is unintelligent. If one is not very intelligent, then it's not easy. But if one is intelligent, where's the difficulty? You can see, there's no other way. This is the answer.